My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike said this to Andy and Randy. They had the Philadelphia broadcast on that broadcast last night. It was all about Philly, and I get it. I understand. You know, Kelsey's now part of the Monday night team. That's all fine and dandy. But nobody was even talking about this possibility of us going up there and winning. And Mike, for everybody that was concerned about Kirk Cousins, how do you feel today? He looked great. He was mobile. He got sacked. He got hit. He maneuvered the pocket. And on that last drive, guys, he goes 5 for 6. He ends up 20 of 29 for 241 and 2 touchdowns. And, Mike, he had to be perfect in that last drive. And what about the O-line and the protection on that last drive? We've got so much to dive into. Falcons win, and it is a huge win for so many reasons. Not only just the fact that we needed to get on the board as far as dubs are concerned, but we got the Chiefs coming in, the confidence level of this team, Mike, and also for us as fans, Mike, to believe in Kirk Cousins, to say, hey, are you really 100? Are you okay? And after last night, I'm done. I'm not going to talk about his health anymore because last night proved to me he can get the job done.
And he said it. He's got to be better. He said to Troy Aikman, that's one of those things that made you kind of go in the middle of, or beginning of the broadcast. And Aikman goes, spoke with Kirk Cousins, says he's not 100%. Feels kind of 100 in the pocket, which doesn't really make sense. But he's not 100 yet. But he pulled off the win. Afterwards, Kirk Cousins, first thing he says after one of the greatest comeback victories in this franchise's history, he's got to play better, get the wide receivers involved more, which we do.
Yes.
Get Pitts more involved. But guys, I think we realize now, after you and me and Chris wringing our hands all week about what was Zach Robinson's play call, they were trying to deal with Kirk's ability or inability at the time to maybe be 100%. Now you see they said, screw it, we're going to do what we're supposed to be doing. The stretch runs, getting the run. I mean, Bijan was amazing last night. And then Kirk with a drive that, again, the entire country is talking about. Fantastic.
I do. I really do. And for everybody that was wondering what we were missing over the last 2 years, you saw it last night. That's what we were missing. We were missing a guy who could deliver the football when you needed it. Dukesism. When it matters most, I need you to go down and make this drive. And that is what we were missing. And so it just felt good for us to be on the other side of this, Mike, because we've been on the other side so many times. Atlanta, you know. And listen, 3 minutes to go in that game, okay, if you were on social media, you wanted to throw your phone. You wanted to hang up and throw your computer. Everybody was just banging on the Falcons. Even Falcon fans were giving up. Oh, here we go. Right. Falcons going to Falcon. And I've been saying this for a long time. Things change. Sometimes you need some breaks. Sometimes you need some things to go your way. And they did for us last night. But I'm not giving the Eagles crap. We earned that dub. We went and got it. We could have choked. We could have gave it up at the end when we had the ball and a chance to go down and score. Everything went our way because they went and earned it, Mike. And I'm not giving anything to the Eagles today. Screw the Eagles. They had problems. So what? We went into their house and handled business last night.
Right. Hey, guys, we've seen this before. Teams do it. How many times, as a Falcon fan, have you seen us go into that cloud cover that Fangio was using where you just watch a team pick your part, go right down the field? The prevent defense, as people used to call it, all it does is prevent you from winning. That's, as Carl said, that's a them problem. We made the plays. I mean, Mooney made the plays. Pitts, that first down was huge, where Pitts lunges over the first down marker. Bijan was a one-man gang. The defense, look, at the end, I think we all felt like, wow, it's just too much for them to ask to contain Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts is too much. But they came up with big stops, and yeah, they went for it. It was a smart play. Saquon drops the pass. It happens. We've had almost 50 years of bad luck with this team. I don't want to hear about it. They went and snatched that victory, stole it up in Philly. We'll talk to Wes coming up here in about an hour and 10. It's such a great time as a Falcon fan because this is what we thought we were buying into when we took Kirk Cousins on, when we drafted all these skill position players over the years, when we added Matthew Judon and Simmons. Guys, it's a great time to be a Falcon fan. And now you're so energized. I know it's a short work week for these guys, but they got to be on cloud nine.
They have to be. 404-726-0929 because we are. And they feel that energy. Last night, that's a fun flight home, guys. And, you know, more importantly, I feel like, Mike, the offense, you know, this is the base of what we thought we might see. And last night, let me say this, too. You know, the brilliance of what Zach did last night, Zach Robinson, you got those big boys up front. And by the way, Philly's not all that physical, are they? Philly's not all that stout up front, are they? Everybody's been talking about, and this is no disrespect to the Georgia players. It's just what it is. This is the NFL. This is in the SEC. Mike, all that conversation about, oh, you ain't nobody going to be able to run on those guys. We ran the ball up their butts. And you make those big boys run, Mike. Kyle Shanahan used to talk about this all the time. When you have big, stout guys like that, you know what they hate to do? They hate to go 10 yards this way, 10 yards that way. And that's what those stretch plays did. And all of a sudden, those lanes start to open up. So that is why Bijan had that success, but it was part of the game plan. Zach was going to make those guys run to the football. And the 300-pound guy hates running to the football. And so that's why that stuff opened up last night. But I thought it was a great offensive game plan.
Look, Kirk Cousins still isn't 100%, but he fought through it. He's not going to tell you that he's not 100%. But he did tell Troy Aikman because he's kind of like me. He just can't keep his mouth shut. He does have some truth serum. When somebody asks him a question, he gives an answer. We realize now, week one, they're trying to kind of get through it knowing that he's not really 100%. I'm not saying he took this galactic leap in a week's time, but they did the things they should have just tried to do against the Steelers, and now we can say, all right, whatever. But again, I thought we'd go maybe 1-1 the first two games of the season. We just didn't realize we were going to lose to the Steelers and go up to Philly and get the dub.
Mike, I think the pressure they felt, not just from us, but from the fan base and people around the country last week, they had to come out and show he could do this.
They had to.
It might have been the best thing for us that week one played out the way it did, because if we won in week one, you would be saying, well, it wasn't great, but we'll be okay. We were demanding as a fan base that, hey, man, you got to show us something. Mike and I said this yesterday. Last night going to this game, show us something. Give us something that we can build on and feel good about. And I think both sides of the football. And by the way, we got a defense, y'all. We've got a defense. I know you guys are concerned about the yards. I don't give a about the yards. You can give up 1,000 yards. These guys are keeping people out of the end zone, Mike. Red zone situations, they're making teams kick field goals. The Steelers had to kick six, right, to win. Mm-hmm. Last night, similar situation, Mike. When we needed to get off the field, we did.
Yes, and like Matthew Judon gets another sack. If you didn't see the game, guys, what were you? Where were you last night? Come on, you saw it. You saw the defense with the pressure. You saw again a one man gang. Grady Jarrett, Onyemata was huge last night. Jesse Bates seals the victory with another pick. Look, Jalen Hurts. That's what he does. And I think a lot of guys were having some sort of post traumatic stress carve of last year's losing to Dobbs and losing to Kyler Murray, but that wasn't the case. Different defense, completely different scheme. These guys got after it. I'm with you, Carl. It's gonna get better. This is the early stages. We're seeing this. Some teams don't look like they're ready. They kind of found their equilibrium in week two. I think we're one of those teams.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.